VLA robot capabilities for warehouse automation, a technical deep dive and strategic roadmap. Introduction: the intersection of vision, language, and action in real-world automation. When we talk about the future of robotics, we often get caught up in the spectacular demonstrations, robots that can do backflips or play chess. But the real revolution is happening in much more mundane places: warehouses, distribution centers, and logistics hubs, where the rubber meets the road for practical automation. Today, we're going to dive deep into a fascinating case study that sits at the intersection of cutting-edge vision language action models and real-world warehouse operations. This analysis stems from Servo7's engagement with Siva Logistics, where we have a detailed breakdown of an 11-step warehouse picking and packing workflow that provides crucial insights for developing VLA-driven robots. But this isn't just another automation story. It's a masterclass in how to think about the technical challenges, architectural decisions, and strategic trade-offs that determine whether a robotic startup succeeds or fails. We'll approach this from first principles, building up our understanding of VLA models, analyzing the specific technical challenges in each workflow step, and then diving into the architectural patterns and implementation strategies that make hybrid human-robot systems viable. Along the way, we'll tackle the hard questions. Which capabilities should you build first? What provides the biggest demonstration value for investors? How do you create a data flywheel that gradually reduces human involvement? And perhaps most importantly, how do you balance technical sophistication with practical deployability? First principles: understanding VLA models in the context of warehouse automation. What are VLA models and why do they matter? Before we can analyze warehouse automation capabilities, we need to understand what makes vision language action models fundamentally different from traditional robotics approaches. At their core, VLA models represent a paradigm shift from rule-based, explicitly programmed behaviors to learned policies that can interpret visual scenes, understand natural language instructions, and generate appropriate actions. Think of traditional robotics as being like a very sophisticated player piano. Every movement is pre-programmed, every contingency explicitly handled. VLA models, by contrast, are more like a skilled musician who can read sheet music, improvise based on the audience, and adapt their performance to the acoustics of the room. They combine three critical capabilities that have historically been separate systems: computer vision for understanding what they see, natural language processing for understanding what they're supposed to do, and action generation for executing tasks in the real world. This integration is what makes VLA models particularly powerful for warehouse automation. Instead of programming specific behaviors for every possible SKU, every box size, every layout variation, you can train a model that understands instructions like pick the blue item from the middle shelf and place it in the small box, and generalizes across variations it's never seen before. The hybrid human-robot paradigm. Servo7's approach centers around what they call a hybrid human VLA approach, with a data flywheel that gradually reduces human involvement over time. This is a critical architectural decision that deserves deep analysis. Most robotics companies fall into one of two traps. They either try to automate everything from day one, which leads to brittle systems that fail on edge cases, or they create systems so dependent on human oversight that they never achieve meaningful automation gains. The hybrid approach is more sophisticated. It acknowledges that full automation is the eventual goal, while creating a practical path to get there. The data flywheel concept is particularly elegant. Every time a human operator handles an edge case or corrects a robot's mistake, that interaction becomes training data that improves the VLA model. Over time, the robot handles more and more scenarios independently, but the system gracefully degrades to human oversight when it encounters uncertainty. This creates a virtuous cycle. Better robot performance leads to more autonomous operation, which generates more training data, which further improves performance. From an architectural perspective, this requires several sophisticated systems working in concert. You need uncertainty quantification so the robot knows when to ask for help. You need seamless human-robot handoff mechanisms so operators can step in without breaking workflow continuity. You need data collection and labeling pipelines that turn every human intervention into training signal. And you need continuous learning systems that can incorporate new data without catastrophic forgetting. Architectural deep dive, deconstructing the 11-step warehouse workflow. Let's now analyze the SIVA logistics workflow step by step, thinking like systems architects about the technical challenges, required capabilities, and implementation strategies for each stage. Input sources and order initiation. The tale of two paradigms. The workflow begins with two distinct input methods that reveal important architectural considerations. Method A involves pallet-based picking, where items are loose and require SKU identification, while Method B uses trolley-based picking, where items are pre-sorted in designated cells. This dichotomy immediately tells us something important about system design. We can't optimize for a single use case. The VLA model needs to handle both structured environments, trolley cells, where the task is essentially grab everything from this location, and unstructured environments, loose items on pallets, where sophisticated object recognition and selection are required. From a computer vision perspective, Method B is trivial. It's essentially a bulk transfer operation. Method A, however, requires the full power of VLA models. Visual understanding to identify the correct SKU among multiple options, spatial reasoning to plan grasping strategies, and action generation to execute precise picking movements. This suggests a natural prioritization strategy for development. Start with trolley-based picking to validate the basic manipulation and workflow orchestration capabilities, then layer on the more sophisticated vision and reasoning required for pallet-based picking. Step 1. Item selection and picking, the core VLA challenge. Item selection and picking represents the most technically challenging aspect of the entire workflow, and it's where VLA models have the potential to shine brightest. Let's break down the sub-challenges. SKU identification and localization. The robot must identify the correct item from potentially dozens of options based on either barcode scanning or visual recognition of SKU numbers. This requires robust computer vision that can handle varying lighting conditions, occlusion, different angles, and the inevitable variations in how items are positioned. Grasp planning and execution. Once the correct item is identified, the robot needs to plan an appropriate grasp. This isn't just about object detection. It requires understanding 3D geometry, predicting how the object will behave when grasped, and planning a collision-free path to extract the item from potentially cluttered surroundings. Multi-object scenarios. The workflow specifies support for multiple items per picking task, which introduces significant complexity. The robot needs to maintain awareness of which items have been picked, optimize the picking sequence to avoid rearrangements, and handle the combinatorial complexity of multi-object grasping. Error recovery. What happens when the robot drops an item, grasps the wrong SKU, or encounters an item that's damaged or inaccessible? The system needs robust error detection and recovery mechanisms. From an implementation perspective, this step likely requires integration of multiple specialized modules: a computer vision pipeline for object detection and pose estimation, a manipulation planner for grasp generation, and a high-level controller that coordinates between vision and action while maintaining task state. Steps 2-3, transport and box selection. Seemingly simple. Actually, complex transport to the packing station seems trivial. It's just a 1 to 2 meter movement. But this simplicity is deceptive. The robot needs to maintain secure grip on potentially multiple items of varying shapes and weights while navigating around other workers, obstacles, and equipment. Box size selection, meanwhile, presents a fascinating challenge that sits at the intersection of physical reasoning and optimization. The system needs to understand the 3D geometry of the picked items, reason about how they'll pack together, and select a box size that minimizes shipping costs while ensuring items fit securely. This is where language understanding becomes crucial. The workflow notes that the system may provide size suggestions, configuration dependent, and that human judgment is currently required for optimal selection. A VLA model could potentially understand instructions like use the smallest box that fits, or prioritize protection over shipping cost and make contextually appropriate decisions. Steps 4-5, box assembly. Underestimated manipulation challenges. Box assembly might seem like basic manipulation, but it actually represents some of the most challenging fine motor control in the entire workflow. Consider what's involved. Opening and unfolding a flat cardboard box, creating the bottom by folding lids in a specific sequence, applying tape with appropriate tension and positioning, and creating a stable container ready for items. Each of these subtasks requires different manipulation capabilities. Unfolding requires gentle but firm pressure applied in specific directions. Bottom assembly requires understanding of the geometric constraints and fold sequences. Tape application requires precise positioning and appropriate pressure. Too little and the box fails, too much and the tape wrinkles or the cardboard tears. This is where the hybrid approach becomes especially valuable. Box assembly is relatively standardized across different box types, making it a good candidate for full automation once the manipulation capabilities are developed. But during development and edge case handling, human oversight ensures workflow continuity. Step 6, item scanning and placement. Two vision architectures. The workflow describes two different scanning approaches: the Cognex camera method that captures all barcodes simultaneously, and the manual scanner method that requires covering other barcodes. This choice reveals important architectural considerations about sensor placement and computer vision strategies. The Cognex approach is fascinating from a systems integration perspective. It requires the robot to position items within the camera's field of view, potentially arranging them to ensure all barcodes are visible, then coordinating with the external vision system to process the scans. This introduces dependencies between the robot control system and external hardware that need to be carefully managed. The manual scanning approach, while seemingly simpler, actually requires sophisticated manipulation. The robot needs to position its gripper or a tool to occlude specific barcodes while exposing others, then sequence through items in a way that ensures complete scanning coverage. Both approaches require integration with the warehouse management system to validate scans, handle errors, and trigger the next workflow steps. The robot needs to understand success and failure modes for scanning and implement appropriate retry and error escalation strategies. Steps 7 to 10, process automation and quality control. The remaining steps, adding promotional materials, box closure, labeling, and quality control, represent more traditional automation challenges. These are primarily about manipulation precision, integration with existing equipment like taping machines and label printers, and maintaining quality standards. But even these simpler steps have hidden complexity. Adding promotional materials requires understanding campaign requirements and making placement decisions. Box closure requires applying appropriate tape tension and ensuring seal integrity. Label application requires precise positioning and handling of adhesive materials. The quality control step is particularly interesting because it represents a natural checkpoint for the hybrid system. This is where the robot can perform self-assessment, flag potential issues for human review, and ensure that packages meet standards before entering the shipping pipeline. Implementation analysis, technical capabilities and architectural patterns, Atlas Architecture Insights. While the specific Atlas codebase wasn't fully accessible in our analysis, the directory structure provides important clues about the system architecture. The Servo 7 module organization suggests a well-structured approach to robotic system design. The AI module likely contains the VLA model integration and inference pipelines. This is where the vision, language, action fusion happens, taking visual observations and language instructions and generating action sequences. The bus module suggests a message passing or event-driven architecture for coordinating between different system components. This is critical for warehouse automation, where multiple subsystems, vision, manipulation, navigation, inventory management, need to coordinate in real time. The robot module probably contains hardware abstraction layers and low-level control systems. This separation of concerns allows the high-level AI modules to work with abstract robot capabilities while the robot module handles the specifics of different hardware platforms. The monitoring module is essential for production deployment, providing telemetry, health checking, and performance monitoring capabilities that are crucial for maintaining uptime in commercial warehouses. The observation module likely handles sensor fusion and state estimation, combining data from cameras, force sensors, position encoders, and other inputs to maintain an accurate world model. VLA model integration patterns. Based on the workflow requirements, the VLA integration likely follows a hierarchical control pattern. At the highest level, the VLA model receives task descriptions like pick items from order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and generates a sequence of subtasks. Each subtask then uses more specialized modules for execution: computer vision for object detection, motion planning for manipulation, and world model updates for state management. This hierarchical approach allows the system to leverage the VLA model's strength in high-level reasoning while relying on proven robotics techniques for low-level control. The VLA model doesn't need to directly output motor commands. Instead, it coordinates between specialized subsystems that handle the mechanical details. Error handling in this architecture is particularly important. The VLA model needs to monitor execution of its plans and be ready to replan when things go wrong. This requires tight integration between the high-level reasoning and low-level sensor feedback, with uncertainty quantification playing a crucial role in deciding when to request human assistance. Computer vision pipeline architecture. The computer vision requirements for this workflow are substantial. Barcode scanning, SKU identification, object pose estimation, grasp planning, and quality assessment. This likely requires a multi-stage pipeline with specialized components for different tasks. Barcode and SKU recognition can leverage existing computer vision techniques, but need to be robust to warehouse lighting conditions, occlusion, and varying angles. The system probably maintains a database of SKU appearances and uses both template matching and learned features for identification. Object pose estimation for grasp planning is more challenging and likely relies on depth cameras or stereo vision to understand 3D geometry. The system needs to estimate not just object location, but orientation and stability to plan appropriate grasps. Quality assessment requires understanding what constitutes proper packaging. Are all items properly positioned? Is the box appropriately filled? Are labels correctly applied? This kind of holistic scene understanding is where VLA models can potentially excel, using their language understanding to interpret quality standards described in natural language. State management and workflow orchestration. Managing state across an 11-step workflow requires sophisticated orchestration systems. The robot needs to track order progress, maintain awareness of which items have been processed, handle interruptions and recoveries, and coordinate with external systems like warehouse management and inventory tracking. This is likely implemented as a state machine with explicit state transitions and recovery protocols. Each workflow step represents a state with clear entry and exit conditions, success criteria, and error handling procedures. The state machine needs to be robust to interruptions. If the robot loses connection or experiences a hardware failure, it should be able to resume from a consistent state. Data collection for the flywheel effect requires careful instrumentation throughout this state machine. Every decision point, every human intervention, and every outcome needs to be logged with sufficient context to enable future training. This includes not just the final results, but the intermediate states, uncertainties, and reasoning that led to decisions. Async task management and coordination. Warehouse operations require real-time coordination between multiple concurrent processes. While the robot is picking items, the vision system is processing barcodes, the inventory system is updating stock levels, and the warehouse management system is preparing the next orders. This likely requires an event-driven architecture with asynchronous task management. The robot control system needs to coordinate multiple concurrent activities: monitoring sensors, executing movements, processing vision, and communicating with external systems, while maintaining responsiveness to interruptions and priority changes. The bus module in the Atlas architecture probably implements publish-subscribe or message queue patterns to enable this coordination. Different subsystems can subscribe to relevant events and publish updates without tight coupling between components. Strategic framework. Capability prioritization and development roadmap. Capability difficulty assessment and development timeline. Let's now address the core strategic questions raised in the brain dump by analyzing each required capability through multiple lenses: technical difficulty, development timeline, demonstration value, and ROI potential. Easiest to implement, 3 to 6 months. Trolley-based picking represents the lowest hanging fruit. The structured environment with pre-sorted items reduces the computer vision complexity to basic object detection and localization. The manipulation requirements are simplified since the task is essentially bulk transfer rather than selective picking. This capability provides immediate demonstration value and validates core manipulation and workflow orchestration systems. Box assembly is mechanically complex, but intellectually straightforward. The task is highly procedural with clear success criteria. While it requires sophisticated manipulation, it's also highly repeatable and doesn't require complex reasoning about varying inputs. This makes it an excellent candidate for traditional robotics approaches augmented with VLA oversight. Transport and basic navigation between stations is well solved in robotics and can leverage existing autonomous navigation technologies. The short distances and structured environment make this relatively low risk. Medium difficulty, 6 to 12 months. Pallet-based picking with SKU identification represents a significant step up in complexity. This requires robust computer vision for object detection in cluttered environments, sophisticated grasp planning for varied objects, and error handling for edge cases. However, the core technologies exist and can be adapted for warehouse environments. Box size selection optimization combines physical reasoning about object geometry with optimization under constraints. While technically challenging, it's a well-bounded problem that can benefit from both traditional algorithms and learned approaches. Quality control and packaging validation requires holistic scene understanding and can benefit from VLA models' ability to understand natural language quality criteria. This capability builds naturally on the manipulation and vision systems developed for earlier stages. Most challenging, 12 plus months. Full error recovery and adaptation across all workflow steps requires sophisticated reasoning about failures, replanning capabilities, and robust human-robot handoff mechanisms. This is essentially the long tail of automation, handling the 5% of cases that account for 50% of the development effort. Advanced multimodal VLA integration that can seamlessly blend vision, language, and action across complex, multi-step tasks represents the cutting edge of current research and will require significant innovation beyond existing technologies. Dynamic workflow adaptation that can handle changing requirements, new product types, and evolving warehouse layouts requires sophisticated learning and adaptation capabilities that go beyond current VLA model capabilities. Demonstration value and investor appeal. From an investor demonstration perspective, certain capabilities provide outsized impact relative to their technical complexity. Box assembly automation is visually impressive and demonstrates sophisticated manipulation in a way that non-technical audiences can appreciate. The transformation from flat cardboard to functional packaging is tangible and immediately understandable. Hybrid human-robot handoff showcases the sophisticated orchestration and AI reasoning that differentiates this approach from simpler automation solutions. Demonstrating smooth transitions between robot and human control validates the architectural sophistication. SKU identification and selective picking demonstrates the computer vision and AI reasoning capabilities that justify the intelligence positioning. This capability directly addresses the variability and complexity that traditional automation struggles with. The key is to sequence demonstrations to tell a compelling story. Start with the core manipulation capabilities, box assembly, layer on the intelligence, SKU identification, and culminate with the sophisticated orchestration, human-robot hybrid workflow. Data flywheel implementation strategy. The data flywheel concept is central to Servo7's competitive advantage, but implementing it effectively requires careful architectural design from the beginning. Data collection infrastructure. Every robot action needs to be logged with sufficient context to enable future training. This includes not just the final outcomes, but the intermediate decisions, uncertainty estimates, sensor observations, and environmental context. The logging system needs to be designed for scalability. As the fleet grows, the data volume will increase exponentially. Human intervention capture. When humans step in to handle edge cases or correct mistakes, these interventions represent the most valuable training data. The system needs to capture not just what the human did, but the context that triggered the intervention and the reasoning behind the human's decision. This requires careful UX design to minimize operator overhead while maximizing data quality. Continuous learning pipeline. The data flywheel only works if new training data actually improves model performance. This requires automated data processing, quality assessment, model retraining, and deployment pipelines. The system needs to handle concept drift, avoid catastrophic forgetting, and maintain safety guarantees during online learning. Privacy and security. Warehouse operations often involve proprietary information about inventory, orders, and business processes. The data collection and learning systems need to be designed with privacy preservation and security in mind, potentially using techniques like federated learning or differential privacy. ROI metrics and business case development. Demonstrating ROI for warehouse automation requires metrics that align with operational realities. Throughput metrics. Items processed per hour, orders completed per shift, and peak capacity handling. These metrics need to account for the hybrid nature of the system. As automation improves, human involvement should decrease while total throughput increases. Quality metrics. Error rates in picking, packaging quality scores, and customer satisfaction indicators. The goal is demonstrating that automation doesn't just match human performance, but exceeds it in consistency and accuracy. Labor efficiency. Reduction in required human oversight over time as the data flywheel improves robot performance. This metric directly validates the architectural approach and demonstrates the path to scaling automation. Operational flexibility. Ability to handle new products, seasonal variations, and changing requirements without extensive reprogramming. This differentiates the VLA approach from traditional automation and justifies the additional complexity. Critical assessment, architectural strengths, weaknesses, and future directions. What works well in the current approach? The hybrid human-robot architecture is genuinely innovative and addresses real limitations of both full automation and human-only approaches. By designing human oversight into the system from the beginning, rather than treating it as a fallback, Servo 7 has created an architecture that can gracefully handle the complexity and variability of real warehouse environments. The data flywheel concept is particularly clever because it transforms what would traditionally be system failures, cases requiring human intervention, into training opportunities. This creates a sustainable path toward improving automation that doesn't require massive upfront data collection efforts. The focus on VLA models, rather than traditional robotics approaches, is well suited to the warehouse domain, where the ability to understand and adapt to new instructions and situations is more valuable than optimized performance on highly repetitive tasks. Architectural limitations and potential issues. The success of this approach depends heavily on the maturity of VLA models, which are still a rapidly evolving research area. Current VLA models have limitations in terms of reliability, interpretability, and ability to handle truly novel situations. Building a commercial system on this foundation requires careful risk management and fallback strategies. The complexity of orchestrating human-robot handoffs introduces potential failure modes that pure automation systems don't face. Maintaining workflow continuity when transitioning between robot and human control requires sophisticated state management and communication protocols. The data flywheel approach requires solving the classic cold start problem. How do you generate enough initial training data to get the system working well enough to collect better training data? This suggests the need for careful bootstrapping strategies, potentially involving simulation or transfer learning from related domains. Alternative approaches and trade-offs. A more conservative approach might focus on traditional automation for well-structured aspects of the workflow, like trolley-based picking and box assembly, while using VLA models only for the most complex tasks requiring flexibility and reasoning. This would reduce the technical risk, but might limit the eventual automation potential. Another alternative would be to focus more heavily on structured modifications to the warehouse environment rather than building robots that can handle arbitrary variability. Adding QR codes, standardized packaging, or structured storage could simplify the technical challenges, but would require more upfront infrastructure investment. The current approach prioritizes flexibility and generalizability over immediate performance optimization. Alternative architectures might achieve better short-term performance by specializing for specific warehouse layouts and product types, but would sacrifice the adaptability that makes VLA models attractive. Future directions and technology evolution. As VLA models continue to improve, several trends will likely impact this architecture. Improved multimodal reasoning will enable more sophisticated decision-making about box selection, quality assessment, and workflow optimization. Current VLA models are limited in their ability to perform complex spatial and temporal reasoning, but this is an active area of research. Better uncertainty quantification will improve the human-robot handoff mechanisms by providing more reliable estimates of when the robot needs help. This is crucial for maintaining operator trust and workflow efficiency. Advances in manipulation through improved hardware and control algorithms will reduce the technical complexity of tasks like box assembly and tape application, potentially moving them from medium to easy difficulty categories. Edge computing and model optimization will enable more responsive real-time performance and reduce dependence on cloud connectivity, which is important for warehouse deployment scenarios. Conclusion: building the future of intelligent warehouse automation. The Servo 7 approach to warehouse automation represents a sophisticated synthesis of cutting-edge AI research and practical engineering constraints. By designing around the hybrid human-robot paradigm and the data flywheel concept, they've created an architecture that addresses real limitations of traditional automation while providing a sustainable path toward increasing autonomy. The technical challenges are substantial, from robust computer vision in warehouse environments to sophisticated manipulation control to seamless human-robot coordination. But the systematic breakdown of the 11-step workflow provides a clear roadmap for development, with natural progression from simpler capabilities like trolley-based picking to more complex challenges like error recovery and adaptation. The strategic framework we've developed prioritizes capabilities based on difficulty, development timeline, and demonstration value, providing a practical guide for resource allocation and investor communication. The emphasis on building data collection and learning infrastructure from the beginning ensures that early deployment efforts contribute to long-term automation goals. Perhaps most importantly, this analysis demonstrates the value of thinking architecturally about robotics problems rather than just technically. The success of warehouse automation depends not just on solving individual technical challenges, but on creating systems that integrate effectively with existing operations, scale economically, and adapt to changing requirements. The future of warehouse automation won't be fully autonomous robots replacing humans overnight. Instead, it will be intelligent systems like the one Servo 7 is building. Systems that combine the flexibility and reasoning of AI with the reliability and precision of traditional automation, creating hybrid workflows that are more capable than either humans or robots working alone. As VLA models continue to mature and the data flywheel generates increasingly sophisticated behaviors, we can expect to see this architecture expand beyond warehouse automation to other domains requiring flexible, adaptive automation. The principles developed here, hybrid human-AI systems, continuous learning from operational data, and graceful degradation under uncertainty, represent a template for practical AI deployment in complex real-world environments. The technical challenges are significant, but the architectural foundation is sound. Success will depend on execution, building robust systems, managing technical risk, and maintaining focus on practical deployment constraints while pushing the boundaries of what's possible with intelligent robotics. But if they can execute on this vision, Servo 7 will have created something genuinely transformative. Robots that don't just automate warehouse tasks, but learn and adapt to do them better than any purely mechanical system could achieve.